I would like to introduce to you our speaker. Dave Barber is a longtime friend. Dave came years ago with his youth group from the Village Church of Barrington, became a pastor. He's now a church planter in Kentucky. And Dave and we go way back, and Dave is a great friend, and we've asked him to speak this week, and you will love him, I promise you. So I've asked him to come and kind of give us a little update of what he's going to talk about, and then I'm going to pray for you.
Well, thank you. You're going to have a great time. This is a really good place to relax and unwind. It's kind of like home for me. I say that because my son basically comes home from college, Pax comes here, and I come here to see him. So it's kind of like home for us as well as we go through that. I've been praying about what to do for a while, and I've been working on a kind of an idea in my mind, and I was praying about it, and I got this idea. In the last book of the Bible, God gives us this call to us, and I was thinking I'd make it the last call. But the problem is, if you're a sports fan, you know that the seventh inning is the last call, and the whole connotation is very different than what I was interested in, so I decided to make it final call. And the final call is kind of a warning where there's that sign that says, I want to make sure you get this so you don't miss it. You know, you see signs like that all the time, right? Warning signs, final sign. The year was 1976. I was 16 years old, weighed about 150 pounds. Don't worry, I ate him. He's still inside of me, but he's there. And I was deciding with my cousin what to do that day. And we decided we would go free climbing on a mountain front. The mountain's called Mount Pleasant. It's in Ohio. And what we decided to do is we would decide to free climb. There's about 40 feet of trees and then about 125 feet of face. And so we went. It was great. There was a sign. And the sign said, do not climb sandstone. But we did. So we decided we would climb it anyway because we were young and nothing hurts young people. Everybody knows that, right? And so we climbed a while. It's pretty easy climbing the first part. We got above the treetops. That's really cool to look down and see trees. We got a little higher. And all of a sudden, I reached up to take a good piece, a nice hold. And when I pulled on it, it was sandstone. And I fell. And I went backwards and fell through a tree, which is an interesting experience. I wouldn't recommend it. And I had a tree sticking out of this arm, broke my hip, my wrist, a couple other bones, and was laying there and realized that God had spared my life. I don't know about you, I had a really spiritual experience at 16. And I didn't for one minute think, oh, wow, was I lucky there was a tree there. I knew God had put his hand on me and given me another chance. Well, I don't know what you think about. When people see warning signs, some of them see the sign that says, you know, slow down, and they speed up because that's just in them. And others go, hey, that could be for me. In the last book of the Bible, in Revelation, there are these seven letters to the churches, and we're going to do four of them. And they're just signs. They're just final calls to say, hey, I want your attention because I am a loving God who wants to remind you of some very important things that you can listen to if you want. And then we're going to finish up on the last morning, Thursday morning, by looking at heaven, because quite frankly, I don't think most Christians know anything about heaven and how cool it's going to be. So we're going to look at that together. So that's what we're going to do this week. We're going to study the Revelations, the books, and then Revelation 20.
Thank you, Lord. Let's pray and dedicate this week to the Lord, shall we? Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to be together this week. We know you're a sovereign God, and you have caused all of us to be here for this particular week. And we look forward to the things that we're going to learn. I pray that you'd be a special blessing to Dave as he has studied and prepared, and will bring some great messages from your word, and help us to have open hearts and open minds for what he has to say. But I pray that you would just use him mightily while he's here. Keep us safe this week. Give us great weather. And we just pray that you'll give us a wonderful time together. For we pray this in Christ's name. Amen.